Finance and Economics.
Russian sanctions. Investing on the edge. New sanctions and fears over Syria roil Russian markets.
On April 6th, America imposed harsh new sanctions on Russia in response to its malign activity abroad. Rattled investors sent stocks tumbling when the Moscow Exchange reopened on April 9th. The principal stock market index fell by 8.3% that day. The ruble sank sharply. Oleg Tinkov, a banker, lost $250 million, but brushed it off with reference to a previous daily loss of $1 billion. Being on the Russian stock market is like living on a volcano, he said. Geopolitics drove markets through the week. Tensions over Syria and talk of potential sanctions on Russian government bonds weakened the ruble further. A fiery morning tweet from Donald Trump threatening Russia sent stocks tumbling again on April 11th. But when the Treasury Secretary came out against sanctions on bonds later that day, the ruble and the stock market perked up. Among the 24 people targeted by the new sanctions are government officials and the son-in-law of Vladimir Putin, Russia's president. Also on the list are 14 companies, including, in a first for American sanctions against Russia, listed ones such as those controlled by Oleg Deripaska, one of Russia's richest men and the boss of United Company Rusal, the world's second largest aluminium firm. Investors have until May 7th to rid themselves of stocks, bonds or holdings in several of them. All contracts and activities with sanctioned firms must be ended within 60 days. Last summer, Congress passed a law requiring the Treasury to identify individuals close to Mr. Putin for potential sanctions. But when the list was published in January, it was so long as to be meaningless. There was a consensus on the market that any actions on sanctions would just be for show, says Natalia Orlova, the chief economist at Alpha Bank. The latest measures put paid to that idea. They make it virtually impossible for Mr. Deripaska to deal in the dollar economy, says Dara McDowell of Verisk Maplecroft, a consultancy. Rusal was forced to tell customers to halt transactions. Glencore, a giant commodity firm, put plans for a share swap with Rusal on hold. Its boss, Ivan Glasenberg, stepped down from Rusal's board. The sanctions have sown fear and uncertainty. The individuals affected are a mixed bunch, including figures such as Viktor Vekselberg and Suleiman Kerimov, who are barons of business but hardly Mr. Putin's closest cronies.